This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, three segments to go, more callers than me. If you are in a hurry to get in, don't forget there's the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, 24-7. We have one in queue right now. Welcome others. You just call that, and you leave your 1 minute right there. Some people talk for 20 minutes. I don't have time to listen to all 20 minutes, but if you call and say 855-200-1776, I'll say it really, really, really slow. 855, that's the toll-free part. 200 is easier to remember. So, yeah, okay, 855, 200, and then the last part is 1776. If you can't remember that, you're from another country. 855-200-1776, 24-7. 1 minute, leave it right there, we'll play. Secondly, if you want to talk to us live, and first-time callers are going to the front of the line, 701 258-0550. First-time texters go to the front of the line. Just put three stars there, and we'll know it's you, or something that denotes first-time caller. 701, this is a text, 701-367-2054. For Todd, 701-226-8503. A lot of people text us both. That's good, too, but you're comment will get to me quicker if you're texting Todd at 701-226-8503. Okay? Somebody asked about the lotto. Do you play the lotto?
Anybody play the lotto? I do on occasion. I am this week.
Do you do when there's like mega?
Yeah, that's when I usually take a shot at it.
Has the Powerball ever been like big at the same time the Mega Millions has been big?
I don't know that it's been this big, but they're both massive now.
So last night, $550 million jackpot, and there is one winning ticket.
There is now.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought this morning they said there wasn't one for Powerball.
Oh, well, I'm looking here. It says the Powerball lottery jackpot has grown to more than $500 million, $550 million, for the player who has the winning ticket on Wednesday, January 13th.
I better check mine.
What'd you say?
I better check it.
Yeah, you check yours, and what are you saying, Leah? I don't have Leah's mic up here.
Oh, okay.
Throw Leah's mic up, and you check your ticket. Go ahead, Leah.
They know there's a winning ticket out there, but nobody has claimed it yet.
Well, yeah, and they usually don't because they call their lawyer.
Correct.
Or they don't know, like Kevin, and it's in his billfold. Right? So Kevin's checking his, and if he runs out of the station, 100 miles an hour, we'll know he won. Okay? The $625 million mega jackpot drawing was held on Tuesday.
Nobody won
that.
Nope.
So that means the drawing on Friday the 15th will be worth $750 million. A cash option, yeah, just give me the cash option, is $550 million.
I would just park my Swan Escalade to take up five parking spaces. I would not quit my job.
I wouldn't either, because I love doing it.
This is living crap out of everybody.
This isn't work. This is
exactly.
Todd works. I don't work. Todd,
you come back from your heart attack
so quick, because
I got a world to see. I'll see you guys later. Let me know if you want me to pick you up.
You'd call in every now and then, though, and keep us company.
I probably would.
Keep your brain going.
But it's not happening. I just checked my numbers. I have
zero. Where are you drinking your pina colada today, Kevin?
Yeah. Two first-time callers waiting to chatter, so I'm going to go to them first, and then Jared, you're next, then Jeff, Fred. I think Fred's actually the longest, so he's after these first-time callers. Tony in Valley City, first-time caller, what's on your mind? 1 minute, go.
Well, the state of what's going on in the country. I mean, we had 7 months of riots in Washington and Oregon. I don't remember a single one of these people that voted in favor of impeachment of Donald Trump publicly putting it down or condemning it. Yet we have 3 hours of people getting into the Capitol building, and we've got Democrat leaders that are associating with it, with Pearl Harbor. I mean, the idiocracy has to stop.
You couldn't be more right. I think there are more people that think like you do than don't. And I know I could say that unequivocally in North Dakota. I think I can say, since how many million voted for Trump? We know of? And how many more was he cheated out of? And now when he gives out a video, he gave a five-minute video yesterday. It was one of the best speeches he's ever gave. It wasn't on, was it on MSNBC? Is it on Fox Today? Is it on front page of the newspaper? I don't think so. It's well, 5 minutes. It's up on my social media. Say again, Tony, sorry.
What I'd really like to see, I'd really like to see an era of, I keep saying things get better with time, right? We get better, faster, stronger athletes. We get smarter people. We get better nutrition. Why is it that the only thing that seems as great is our political system? I want to see politicians that stand more for the constituency that voted for them than reelection. I'm tired of seeing politicians go in with a median income of upper middle class and they come out millionaires. You're not supposed to get rich from politics. That means you're doing something wrong.
And have been for decades.
You couldn't be more right, Tony. Yeah. And you're wise beyond your years. So call again. Appreciate that. First-time caller right there. Look what he brings. Wow. Here is an anonymous first-time caller, and that's okay. You don't have to say your name ever. Or just make one up. Just say you're, you know, jackwagon. It doesn't matter. Go ahead, first-time caller. Want to talk about what? 1 minute. Go.
I'm just a little concerned with the current censorship going on by our big tech. And I feel it's going to take our Republican-led state governments to take a little more of a position. As far as what that is, I don't know. But what's our state doing to protect consumers in their state against all this censorship? And it's only going to get worse.
That's an interesting point. Could you individually by state say you have censored a citizen of this state, and therefore we're going to sue you or take that up? Would you have to do that individually? Could you do a class action thing? That's a question for Wayne Stengem, our attorney general, to say if there would be any standing there. I like that idea. Put him on the bucket list. So what you say again?
I feel they're going to just discount it through the states and say, when it comes to big tech, that goes across state lines, so it's a federal issue. And I think if every Republican-led state joined forces, you'd have a good well over 50% of the economy taking a stand and said you're absolutely right and force it to the federal level where they would have to address it. Where if they don't, I feel it's just going to be business as usual.
Got it. You make a very good point. Very good point. Jared Hendricks is next on the line, and we talked to Jared earlier in the week about being on the so-called front line of that protest at the Capitol. He was on the inside of a barrier that he didn't know was there because there had been such chaos, but he did end up on the side that was not supposed to be. Now, I believe nobody's been arrested for being there, just they're dealing with people in the Capitol, as I understand it. The latest, by the way, is the Olympian. Have you seen this? From Team USA. Now, he is being ripped by Team USA officials for being part of this. I understand legally he should face every penalty he should, but I'm thinking if you're on Team USA, you love America enough that you're going to maybe do something you probably shouldn't have done, but I just found the irony in that. A guy from Team USA is getting chastised for standing up for America. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, welcome to upside down world.
Now, I know, Jared, that's why you were as where you've explained how you got on the wrong side of the line. Have you, by the way, had a visit from FBI or anybody? Any fallout from that, Jared, to being at the Capitol?
No, I haven't. And I'm not particularly concerned about that because, I mean, when you show up somewhere and there's effectively no barricades, you're not violating any barricades if you don't know they're there.
I think that's fair. I think any attorney would probably make that case very strong. What's interesting, I asked you, is I know people that weren't even near the Capitol. They were quite a ways down that have, because of their Facebook posts, been visited by law enforcement and, you know, I don't want to say who, but starts with an F and ends with an I. What did you want to tell us that you didn't get in last time we chatted?
Well, I just wanted to clarify, you know, one thing. I know it had been said that you had seen me on the scaffolding, and I just wanted to clarify that that was not correct. And and I just wanted to make sure that that was issued on the air, that there was a correction.
Right, and you did that last time. I didn't actually see you there. I saw a photo with you there, and my understanding is whether you were on the scaffolding or on the steps, you were on the steps, not the scaffolding. Either one was on the other side of the line and was technically illegal. You didn't know that. I get it. Some people would say ignorance isn't an excuse for the law. It doesn't matter. You told us where you're at and everything else. Tell me quickly about the diversity of the crowd you saw there.
Well, it was quite a cross-section of people from all over the country, obviously. I mean, I think every state was represented. I had a pretty interesting experience. You know, in the morning, we got together. I was helping organize 10 buses from the Vietnamese Community Center in Northern Virginia. And these are just great America-loving patriots. Many of them, some of the older folks, were literally refugees who fled communism in Vietnam. And so, I mean, these are folks that understand, you know, the importance of this country, and particularly they don't like Joe Biden very much because Biden was one of only two senators who opposed the entry of refugees from the war.
Isn't that amazing? Wrap your mind around that, folks. That's just absolutely amazing. Yeah. And it's a story that should be on CNN, the nightly news on NBC, or whatever, and it is.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. CrudeSpirits.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Oh, Dasher, top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, 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 just right. CrudeSpirits.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
H.A. Thompson & Sons is one of our fine sponsors. I'm as proud of that sponsorship as I am any we have, because I don't know of any others that are a company that's been around since 1908. Isn't that special? And, of course, for decades, it was all about plumbing and heating and air conditioning. And now it's mechanical contracting services. I wonder when air conditioning first came on the scene.
50s.
Was it 50s?
Maybe mid-50s.
So can you imagine putting in the first air conditioner? And, you know, North Dakota is summer. Woo! You could use an air conditioner. I think now today's version of the air conditioner is these top-notch cleaning products. It's a device, but we're in a very hypersensitive time, not only to viruses and flus and everything else, but certainly COVID-19. And there are, in fact, steps you can take to protect your home, to protect your business, not only from the new threat, but a wide range of viruses, mold spores, odors, and other pathogens. And what they do at H.A. Thompson & Sons is they say, okay, there's 20 of these devices out there. All of them say they kill this, they kill that. We're going to be sure. Test them themselves, whittle that down to one or two, and decide on the one. The one they've chosen can go into your home for a relatively low price. Go into your business for a relatively low price. And you should know the state of North Dakota thinks enough of that product that they are now sending the H.A. Thompson product to every long-term care facility in the state. And by the way, if you have a loved one in a long-term care facility that does not have one, ask, because there's grants available for those. I heard the other day an example. You know, when you're bathing in a long-term care facility, not real practical to have a mask on, right? I don't wear mine when I go into the shower. Do you, Kevin? Todd does because he's a little careful, but Kevin, I don't think you do. And same thing with the caregivers. Well, if you put one of these there in lieu of the mask just for the bathing area, it's much easier for everybody. That's the kind of technology they have at H.A. Thompson & Sons. 701-234-9889. I wouldn't buy them from anybody else because they vetted all of them. HATandSons.com. So, just quickly on the conversation we just had with Jared Hendricks. He rightfully said, Scott, I'd like to get on your show because I heard you say on the air, or somebody heard you say on the air, that I saw Jared Hendricks on the scaffolding. That's what I said. Some people could say that's a lie. Wasn't a lie because I did see him in a photo, but I saw him on the steps, not the scaffolding. Both the steps and the scaffolding were on the wrong side of the law. Now, he just rightfully explained, how would I know where the line is? But have I lied on the radio now? Was that a lie? Or was that, I mean, technically it was a lie because it was steps, not scaffolding, and I said scaffolding. But that's the kind of lies that they tick up against Donald Trump all the time. All the time. Happened on the radio this morning. Earlier, before we were on the statewide show, I was having a conversation with Steve Hallstrom, who hosts the Need to Know morning show, AM 970, 93.1 WDAY, and AM 1100 The Flag. He's asking me, what's your top two takeaways of the day? And here's what I said.
My second big takeaway would be Liz Cheney. Really disgusting to join the other nine who look to me to have done so for purely political reasons. They're in swing districts. But Liz Cheney, what she did as the number three Republican was all about Liz Cheney.
Okay.
You kind of sound like you don't agree or well, you were taken back
oh,
by what
I
said.
I agree with
or,
you 100% on that one.
I think it's going to cost me.
It's going to cost you big time.
So yeah. I just, because I know, this is what I do, they're not all in swing districts. They're in districts where some of them, Trump won by 20 points. So I don't know that that's right that you say that they all did it for
so
political reasons.
So he's being nice there, and he did pull the MSNBC on me because of the clock. I didn't get a chance to rebut because I would have said, well, I don't know what I said, but most of these people come from swing districts, or they're doing this for political reasons. Okay? One of the members did it. Won two cycles ago, lost, and came back and won. Probably a good idea for that guy to vote that way, I guess. He thinks that. But Liz Cheney, let's take her out of the equation. Cordy, I'm not talking about her being in a swing district. She's in leadership. Second guy, Tim Rice. Steve is more right than I am about Steve Rice. Trump won his district 59-40. By the way, I think swing districts and Trump kind of need to be separated, but nonetheless, he's right. The third guy from Washington, 18 points. So it wasn't 20, but it was 18. He's more right than I'm right. Number four, guy from Illinois, 16th district. Trump won his district by
57-41, 16 points. On 20, I'll give that one to Steve, too. On 5, Gonzalez, 15 points. Trump won. Upton in Michigan, back to 15 points. A guy by the name of Herrera Butler in Washington State, a Tea Party guy. Trump won it by only 51-47. That guy's in a swing district, and he's a Tea Party guy. Guy from Michigan, freshman, won his seat with 53% of the vote. Can't find Trump, so that means fake news. This is from NPR. The guy is not in a swing district. But if you got 53%, that fairly could be called a swing district. Katko, moderate from New York. Of course he's got to vote the way he does. California, of course the way he's got to do it. Biden won his district 54-44. He's got to vote that way. He's a Republican in there. So my point is we're both right, really. But that's how they call Trump a liar. They call him a liar. But we also should be key to say, Donald Trump does it. All of them voted that way because they, no, some of them voted with the, you know, a bit of courage and conscience. I'd say that's Liz Cheney. I'd say that's Tom Rice. 1-2, throw in Newhouse for a good measure, but it's Washington State. Hello, people. But the other 7, I'm right. The other guy's wrong. Point is, we're both right. We're both right. 1 minute. 1 minute only goes to Justin in Lake Country, Minnesota. Go.
Hey, it's got, yeah, I was telling the screener, I was at the gym last night, and I thought about this before, but it was just really clear. Two people having a conversation, opposite sides of the aisle, obviously. It was getting very intense. And at the end of the day, they both thought that the other side's candidate was evil, a liar, like you were just saying, things like that. And I got to thinking about that walking away, and I actually spoke with somebody that was near the conversation and said, look, no reason to get in that liberal's face and try to convince him otherwise. You're never going to convince him. And I thought about, just like you're never going to convince me that Trump isn't one of the best things to happen to this country. No matter, I don't care who gets in front of me. And I just wondered a little bit, like, just want to get your feedback on, I mean, this is where we're at with the discourse right now, and I don't know how we move forward because we can't even have calm conversations. And like I said, we both think the other side has a evil, lying candidate, you know, things like that. I don't know if you
you're raising a very good point here, Justin. And I think that's one of the reasons we got to be careful of this powder keg. I think because as a Trump supporter, you see the guy screwed 7 ways to Sunday since really the time he came down the escalator. So, you know, it's hard not to have that all be so obvious to you and be passionate. If you hated Trump on day one, you're still going to hate him now, and you're the other way. He's a liar. He's da-da-da-da-da. So you can't have a rational conversation with anybody. They're never going to change their mind. You're never going to change your mind. It is what it is, right? So how do you bring about change? How in the heck do you bring about change in that environment? That's why I wonder, is this about the winds of change? Is this about a very dark, dark winter in a bad place? I don't know the answer to that, above my pay grade. But I think if we remember one thing, love your neighbor. We're all made in the image and likeness of God. You'll have that conversation in a calm fashion.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 100.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 232-197 to impeach President Trump on a single count of incitement of insurrection. Nothing else will take place until Trump has already left office. Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
This WHO mission should have been a year earlier. You know, this is the third WHO mission. The first two were just single-day affairs. And this, at this point, is for us, you know, just publicizing China's narrative. These guys are not going to be able to do what they need to do, which is to stay there months and months and to talk to everybody unfettered. But this is very heavily negotiated. Beijing has made sure that the terms of admission are such that we will learn nothing.
USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The parade, wasn't this the parade?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We hadn't hit the Stripes soundtrack yet.
This is where you go down to a knee. You're laughing so hard. You go down to a knee. You're laughing so when he leads them into the alley.
Yeah.
And the music starts going. Oh my gosh. If you missed any of this,
oh, earlier. That was Animal House you're thinking of. This is Stripes.
What's Stripes?
Yeah.
What was the parade song?
Yep. Oh.
Okay.
I'll find that one.
What
too,
happened
yeah.
in this scene right here on Stripes? What
this
were they
is
doing?
When they had the EM50. Remember the big Urban Assault RV deal?
They were going
into Germany and they were actually going into Russia.
I love it. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota, Tioga ND. To find out more about this great community to raise a family. Really is. Take a different look. TiogaND.org. We're also brought to you today by MyPillow. Somebody called earlier. I guess it was Jim the Flagpole guy. And he sent a little prayer from Mike Lindell. I should check in with Mike. Maybe we can get him on for a minute or two before the end of the... And he's so right. Because Mike is this world-class entrepreneur. If you read his book, which you can get super cheap and with gift cards on his website, mypillow.com, you're going to see a guy that is a patriot of all patriots, but he makes great products besides being a great product, being a great patriot, which is just so amazing. I want to buy what I buy from patriots. PetroServe USA, prime example. They're patriots. They put it in their name for crying out loud. And I know I can go there today and have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, and if I don't have time to go to one of the stores that has the daily lunch specials that are so good, I'll go to any of the PetroServe USA stores or Valley Dairy stores, and I'll have a 4-for-4 special, which is a pizza, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. I'm going to go to hot spring spas and pool tables, too, because if you talk to Vince for 5 minutes, you'll know what a patriot he is. And that prayer for Mike Lindell is very important. As a prayer specifically over Mike Lindell from one of our listeners, one of our sponsors, Jim the Flagpole Guy. You don't get any more patriotic than that. He said, I want Mike Lindell to complete his work. That's what the prayer is for. It's part of his story in the book. People have been praying for him over that story. Complete his work. It's sort of like Lincoln. I mean, he's not Lincoln. But did you watch the movie Lincoln? That should be on your all-time favorite list. It's on mine, next to Grumpy Old Men. Back to the movies. You watch the movie Lincoln. Lincoln dies, and one of his biggest rivals, I forget who, might have been, was it Stewart? It was a defense guy or somebody. But one of his biggest rivals, in his cabinet, but beating the little living tar out of him. Once he dies, says, well, he belongs to the ages now. He belongs to the ages, which I guess means we lost him on this earth, but he's part of history forever. And Mike Lindell is part of history. He's fighting for a president. This is one little short piece of commentary before I finish my pillow. If Donald Trump could have been a little more Abe Lincoln to realize there's going to be people around the cabinet table that disagree with him, and that's a good thing, then agree with him, Joe Biden would be the laughing stock of America right now. He'd probably got, you know, 30 million votes, not whatever he got. Because Donald Trump didn't like people that disagreed with him. He listened to them a lot more than you think, because it happened in private, but he didn't like the ones that were throwing punches. Do you agree or disagree with that? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for all the good stuff. Robes, I got them for the kids now. Pajamas, Valentine's is coming up, pillows, the best on earth, all with a guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Weather report, back to the calls after this call from one of our listeners on the 855-200-1776 24/7. Be the Buffalo Hotline. Go!
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to leave a one-minute comment. But anyway, I just urge people to continue to pray for America. God's still in control. Remember Valley Forge and George Washington? He was with us then, and he is with us now. Just stay on your knees and continue to pray. God's with us.
It's a nice call. Thank you, and it's good advice. And for some people that are very anxious, very worried about the future of the country, but think that lady is crazy, just say get on your knees and pray, what do you got to lose? What do you got to lose by giving it a try? You can think she's crazy. It's America. You can think she's a Bible thumper and that's crazy talk. That's fine. That's your view. That's not. I don't begrudge anybody their view, their free speech. Never done it before. Maybe now's the time. I don't know about you, but this, the one thing that makes me think is maybe time is the weather wizard, Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, who now is officially a North Dakota homeowner. Or were you in Minnesota? I forget. I don't hear him. Kevin, can you turn him up? His light's on, but I don't hear him. Try again, Dean.
All right.
North Dakota or Minnesota?
There we go. North Dakota side.
Officially a North Dakota homeowner.
Yes.
And our chief meteorologist right here. You told me earlier today, Crosby, North Dakota, 105-mile-an-hour wind.
Crazy.
Holy buckets.
Yeah. Still checking to see if that's a state record.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, there's been stronger winds in the state.
Not in the winter.
That's what we're checking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there other 100-mile-an-hour winds? Are they close to that? Or
90.
90.
Yeah. We had a 92, 94. I'm just getting reports here out in Mohall of roofs being blown off from the wind. Yeah, it's, let's see, Stanley has been reporting of siding blown off a building, attic window blown in.
Any truth to the fact that happened on the Triple T Ranch south of Stanley, I wonder?
Yeah,
Do you know where the Triple T Ranch is?
I do not.
Okay, it's just south of Stanley.
Okay.
You know what TTT stands for? Triple T?
Tell me.
Things take time.
That's the truth, isn't it?
Isn't it really? Yeah, good advice. But I'll check on that one for you. Any others that stick out?
Just trailer home flipped upside down in Williams County, just north of Union Trading. And let's see, what else do we have here? Basically, most of that out to our west has been close to 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been... now, obviously, as that progresses towards our area, and winds are already starting to pick up out there, not as strong. That's good. We're not expecting damaging winds here in the valley, but we are expecting winds 20, 45, maybe gusting to 50.
Now, the good news is, especially out west with those gargantuan winds, snow is not with it. Hasn't been with it.
Yet. No, not much.
Yeah.
I mean, half inch, you know, something like that. But and just taking a look at the latest computer model runs that are just trickling in here, the good news is the latest computer models are continuing to shifting the heavier snow outside of the valley. So I think right now, around here, 1-2 inches is all we're going to be expecting now.
And Castleton West, so Castleton still be in the valley, but Castleton West, you know, you get into Valley City, Jamestown, just the winds, not much snow?
Yeah, inch or less.
And how much wind for them?
Probably about 40 to possibly up to 60.
In a good share of North Dakota.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, we have listeners in South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, little touch Iowa, even all of Minnesota.
This goes down. That the strongest winds are going to be from the valley westward. Still some pretty gusty winds in areas of Minnesota and Iowa. But the good news is for them, they're not going to see the strongest winds, but they're going to see the heaviest snow. But this goes all the way from, this started out last night in Montana, where there was a lot of damage out there. And then it raced into the western Dakotas. Even into northern, it went as far south as northern Nebraska, where they had 70-mile-an-hour winds.
Nebraska, who would ever live there?
Oh, I don't know.
Bunch of Cornhuskers.
But the strong
Trent Luce is the only other Nebraskan I know besides Dean Wysocki. He moved here from Nebraska, and we're glad to have him. And you switch TV for radio. That's the best part.
Right.
You know, you got to worry about your hair on TV. You got to do that whole thing.
Come in here in a ball cap and
ball
jeans.
Cap. And but you're still sporting the Nebraska thing. We got to get you a UND.
Absolutely.
Have you picked a favorite school in North Dakota yet?
Got to go with the. I'm going to go with the Bison because.
Oh man.
Well, here's why.
Lost him, Scotty.
We lost him.
here's why. My old boss. He used to be my old boss in TV down in. Down in Omaha. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Christian Dudzik.
I'm not.
All right, he was a big guy for UND.
So you got a connection.
I've got. He told me if you're moving up there, you've got to pull for the Bison.
Well, tell him I'll take a pull.
He played for UND or he played for NDSU?
Bison, I think.
He played for the Bison.
Yeah. Okay, played for NDSU. Yeah. Okay.
You notice he says Bison right, we say it wrong. How's that? He's from Nebraska.
Yeah. I know, right?
Say it again, D.
Bison.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong. I think it's the official way to say it, but all of us kind of get lazy and say Bison.
Unofficially spelled with a Z. Bison.
Right. All right. In other words, Friday, if you're going somewhere, check it out. But mainly if you're going Valley East.
Valley East, it will be the worst conditions. Going west of the Valley here, I think you'll be okay. So, you know, but even here in the Valley, even if it's 1 to 2 inches, it doesn't take much with 30, 40 mile an hour winds to cause a little problem.
And when this little kerfuffle is done, you're still going to need a coat for a few weeks at least.
Yeah, we're done with the 40s.
Okay.
We're done with the 40s. We're looking at teens and 20s, which still isn't that bad.
Yeah, you need a coat.
But we're going to start to add, we're going to get these little storm systems to come through here now between now and the end of the month to add to the snowpack, which is good for any outdoor snow lovers.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
You got it.
Give me your best 30 seconds, folks, so we can get through all these first-time callers. Paul and Napoleon, 30 seconds on. You said to our screener you wanted to talk about our reps. Tell me what you want to talk about.
Yeah, I just want to say that as soon as, like, this thing that Trump has been impeached for, and as soon as they interview them, our senators and representatives, they apologize for what Trump did. Well, Trump did nothing. He was set up by the Capitol Police or by somebody. He didn't call for him to invade the Capitol.
You got a great point, Paul. And the point is, I'm going to say something that'll be controversial. You can't work in the swamp and not get a little bit of swamp in you, and that's swamp talk. If you want to blame him partially for it, maybe shouldn't have given the speech, shouldn't have thrown his vice president on the bus, fair. But the lion's share of what happened in the Capitol is the people we blame are the people in the Capitol. You blame the criminals, number one. Number two, if you're going to talk politically, blame the last 5 years. You're a wise man in Napoleon.
Well,
I heard this very good soup at the Napoleon livestock. That's my number one question. The truth will come out. The truth's going to come out in all this. So if nothing else, keep your powder dry. Keep your powder dry and find out what actually happened. You're exactly right. Paul, have you ever been in the Napoleon livestock?
It was stolen, so we got to fix it.
This guy wants to talk about the country, and I want to talk about soup. I understand. Paul, have you ever been to the Napoleon livestock?
Just came from there.
Do they have good Nephila soup there?
You bet they do.
I'm going to come there sometime. I'll look you up. Thank you very much. Stephen Bismarck, 30 seconds, go!
You know, this is kind of a vanilla take, maybe, but I think it's something we all need to kind of think about as we try to reconcile the different things that go on that we have no control over. I may not agree with how things turned out and where my state representatives seem to stand on it. The fact of the matter is that sometimes we just have to trust the people that are there and that they did the best that they could do given the circumstances. I'm sure none of the three like anything that's going on, but I do trust that they've probably done the best that they can for citizens in North Dakota.
That's a good point, Steve. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Keep that in mind because I agree with you. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're
in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. H.J. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.J. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Schwann's Indoor Used Car Sale so successfully extended it all week through this Saturday because they've taken in so many trades. If you're there last week and didn't find what you were looking for, you may want to take another look, or for some reason you didn't make it out, here's your chance to get a very reasonable price in a late model pre-owned vehicle, over 125 pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and all price ranges all marked down. And don't forget, many come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. This sale only happens once a year, and it'll end this Saturday at 4 p.m. You won't see prices like this again. Schwann Buick GMC on Memorial Highway, Mandan, underneath the gigantic American flag, or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, friends. 11 before the top of the hour. We don't have much time. We have important stuff to talk about. We've been saying for a while now, impeachment is the most offensive thing to talk about. COVID is right behind that. Bad weather is third, so we're trying to balance all this. And, of course, whatever you want to talk about, you talk about. So I promised we'd get at least the first-time callers in today. I see Fred is gone. Steve, let, these are first-time callers now, okay? 30 seconds, 30 seconds only. Let's start with an anonymous first-time caller that wants to talk big tech. You're up. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to, yeah, the caller about talking about censorship, I just wanted to say that firms like Facebook, Google, they're all private entities. They have a certain right to kick people off their site. With that being said, if they're taking money from the federal government, they should not be allowed to censorship those people. So with that, that's all I had to say. Thank you very much.
Love it. We got to dig into the North Dakota angle on this, too. Another first-time caller, same topic. Go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind. Are you there? Go ahead. See, the reason we ask your name, and I'd even prefer if you don't want your name known, just say Sally when your name's Betty, because then when you get to the line, you'll know I'm talking to you. So it's kind of hard when there's so many anonymouses. Robert Kildare, let's get you in here. You got 30 seconds. Go, Robert.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody a number of years ago when Obama was in the office, a person crossed the fence and two armed guards tackled him before he was steps across the fence. What was the nonsense at the Capitol going on with not any security there? When I visited the Capitol on a number of occasions, there was always a U.S. soldier with an M16 here and there walking around. I can't believe they didn't have more security there. That in itself tells you there's something fishy going on.
Well, by the way, good point, Robert. The three top leaders of the Capitol Police have been fired. There are now investigations of Capitol Police who are taking selfies with protesters. So if we're going to blame people, we should maybe think about blaming a failure at the Capitol Police. I hate even saying that because I love the police. But I don't blame the rank and file. I blame the people that were there. All right, so on to COVID. My terms, not the folks here. Hey, one thing you hear about COVID is zinc. You hear about zinc, zinc, zinc. And the product I'm going to tell you is good for you whether there was a COVID or not, right? So if there's no COVID, you still want to take this. But now that there is a COVID, I'd take this. Swanson Health Products is a revolutionary North Dakota company. You might not even heard the name. You should have, because they are just unbelievable. And named after a good soul by the name of Lee Swanson, and I believe his father. But listen, this is pretty good. We have someone on the phone here by the name of Amy. Amy Sunderman is the VP of Research and Development for Swanson Health Products. And I got a note in my mail the other day about a new product, an all-new product. It's a zinc and vitamin C contribution. It's a formula lozenge. What do you call those when you put them on your tongue?
A lozenge. This is a combination.
Right. It's a combo of the two. Now, I take vitamin C myself personally, and I do it with a lozenge. But now I could do both because I'm going to buy these products. Amy, how are you? Amy, are you there? Let Kevin push a button or two.
No, I'm here.
Okay, we couldn't hear you for a second. How are you, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know we live in a time where the immune systems we have and our immune health is more important than ever. How's this going to help?
Well, we have a combination of four ingredients that are, you know, important for our to help our immune systems work at their best. We have zinc, which, you know, has a lot of great research for supporting the function of the immune system. We have vitamin C, and now we've added elderberry, you know, a popular herb for immune health. It's been traditionally used for thousands of years, and echinacea, also a traditional herb, and it tastes great. It's easy to take. You know, it's not a big, heavy tablet or capsule. It's a nice chewable with a great orange and lemon flavor, so it's easy for people to fit into their daily regimen.
I am enamored. I'm going to begin taking this today. I am.
Awesome.
I'm serious because, you know, I don't know about you, but vitamins for me is, did I take that one? Did I not take that one? I just want it easier.
Yeah.
And this is easy, yep. And it's building up my immune health. It's great. It is great, great, great. What about vitamin D? Is there anything like that with vitamin D?
We don't have a chewable, but we do have a lot of different, you know, we have 1,800 different SKUs, and we have several different vitamin D choices. We have vitamin D3. We have lots of different dosages. We have all the way from 400 IUs up to 5,000 IUs. in capsules and soft gels. We don't have a chewable at the moment, but maybe that's something we should add.
If I want to order a case of each today, what's the easiest way to do that?
If you go to our website, www.swanson.com, it's really simple. Or you can, there in Fargo, you can head out to the store. It's right next to Shields. I don't have the address right on hand. I apologize. But you can head out to the store, and you know, our great staff there can help you find exactly what you need.
But the website is what?
www.swanson.com.
All right. I'm buying a case today. I encourage all my listeners to do the same. I don't ever want to run out. Sometimes when I run out, I forget that I don't remember I was taking that one. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 360 acres in Ransom, 552 acres in Lemoore, 124 acres in Griggs, 30 acres in Cass, and a 480 acre farm in Marshall County, Minnesota, and a 432,000 bushel grain elevator and storage facility in Washique, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.